So I know a lot of the things I make for you. They're kind of rough, and they're about tossing you around and grabbing you, squeezing you and choking you and just fucking the ever-loving shit out of you, calling you dirty names. And I love to call you those dirty names because I love how they turn you on, and I love how they bring out the animal inside you. But I think dirty names only work if you know the person calling you those dirty names just fucking worships you. Because if you know me at all, you know I am an absolute slave to your pleasure. So I talk dirty to you for a little bit tonight, just about that. About how much I fucking worship you. Just in case you forgot. Just in case you forgot what you do to me. Forgot how you made me feel. Forgot how you turn me on. So in a lot of my stuff, you're an active participant. But in this one, you get to be a complete and total pillow princess. I call you goddess in a lot of the stuff I make for you. And it's not just a pet name. When I call you that, I want you to know, I want to communicate that while I'm there with you, while I have the chance to touch you, to smell you, to taste you right there, you're all I want to touch and smell and taste. I'm not a religious person, but that's as close as it gets for me. When I have you there, you give me something to worship because I worship you as a woman, of course, as a whole person, and I worship your pussy. And while we're together, I want you to know that you're with a man who, the man who loves your pussy so much and cares about your pleasure so much, it's almost a religious experience for him. I want you to know that I am a slave to your pleasure. And when I'm there with you, there's just nowhere I want to be. Nowhere I want to be, but just in between your thighs, you lying back and just letting go. I want you to be able just to turn your mind off, get all the thoughts out of your head. And I hope if you're listening, you're in that nice, relaxed space. Relaxed. If your neck is tense, just let it go. Just rest your head back. A lot of times, you think you're relaxing, but you don't realize how tense you are. So, I'll take a pause for just a moment to kind of take stock of how you feel, how your muscles feel, how your body feels, and just relax. Okay? Take a deep breath and relax, because that's how I want you. I want you relaxed and happy and feeling good, because that's all I want for you, sweetheart. Goddess, I want you to feel so good. And while you're there, pillow princess, just relaxing for me and just feeling good, I want you to use your mind's eye and just look down. Look down and see me just with the most contented smile on my face and desire in my eyes. Yeah. And I would take both of your ankles in my hands. Oh, and I'd pull your legs apart gently. I wouldn't be doing it hard. I just want you to relax. Just relax and, give your body to me, because I'm going to make you feel so, so good tonight. It's all I want. So I take your ankles and I kiss up. Up your legs, on each leg, to the backs of your knees, and they're hard, kind of hard to kiss from this angle, but I can make it work. And doesn't that feel good? Like the backs of your knees, in the backs of your thighs, your hip bones, your collarbones, your neck, your wrists, all those areas where your nerve endings are closer to your skin, those erogenous zones, I make sure to spend time there with my lips. My teeth just maybe gently nibbling while I kiss. But both legs. Up both legs. And I know it feels good. And I know you might want me to, you know, just to to get to it. But I want you to know that I love taking the time. I love taking the time. And I love having the privilege to kiss you all over your beautiful body. And I think you're just perfect. When you're there, perfect and relaxed for me, and just, oh, just there, content and blissed out, just giving yourself to me, because you have that trust in me, and I honor that, and I'm so grateful and thankful that you've given me that trust, that you can trust me with your body, and you can trust me with your pleasure, God. While you have me like this, while you have me in this state where I'm just lost in you, my favorite sight is your body. My favorite smell and taste is your pussy and your cum. And my favorite sound is you telling me how good I make you feel. I'm a dominant person in the bedroom, but you know, I don't know if standard BDSM style terminology really captures all the nuance of human psychology and sexuality that really adequately illustrates. Yes, I love being rough with you, but I love being rough with you because I want to make you feel owned. I want to make you feel desired. I want to somehow physically show you how much you turn me on, how beautiful I think you are, how desirable you are, not how beautiful I think you are, how beautiful you are, sweetheart. And it makes me feel so good to be able to do that. To be able to physically just show you what a man's desire feels like physically in your body and, well, in this medium, how it feels in your ears and brain, beautiful. Because I am, like I said, I'm a slave to your pleasure. I really, really am. I'm a slave to your pleasure who loves to give it to you with force sometimes. With enthusiasm, we'll call it. So my lips, I know they feel good all over your goddess body. And I'm sorry, but I can't resist. I can't resist my favorite smell and my favorite taste. You know, sometimes I do have a lot of control, but I am weak sometimes. So I'd have to move down to your beautiful pussy. I'd have to move down to your beautiful pussy and just wrap my strong arms around your thighs, my hands on your inner thighs, so I can just pull you apart, just gently opening your pussy and just letting me look at it, just letting me see you, letting me see how swollen you were. And maybe you were dripping for me. And seeing that just little drop of your juices just dripping out down towards your ass, God. There's for me, seeing that is like seeing a spoon covered in chocolate chip cookie dough batter. I have got to have a fucking lick. I do. So maybe my tongue would just gently taste that delicious drop of your desire. God, and after I've had it on my tongue, goddess, after I've had it on my tongue, I start to see red. My vision goes a little hazy, but not hazy enough that I can't appreciate the beautiful, beautiful view from here between your gorgeous thighs, looking at my perfect, perfect, perfect goddess. And there's nowhere else in the universe I would rather be than here tasting you and making you feel good. Fuck, just talking about being there. Oh God, it just turns me on so fucking much. That's why I love recording these things. It's just, oh, it's so hot to just be able to just talk to you about sex and sexuality and my and your shared pleasure. And that's just such a beautiful thing, and I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you, you listening. And I appreciate you letting me between your thighs, to lick and gently, gently press my tongue into the opening of your pussy, moving down from your clit. And gently press in, because, oh, I want to open you up. I want to open your little pussy, because I'll slide a finger in. Yeah, my tongue and my lips will just go back up to your clit. And I'd slide one finger in and feel you just tighten, you twitch and tighten around that finger while I use my lips to suck your clit just gently into my mouth, just making that seal over it so my tongue can just go fucking crazy on it. Not too crazy. And working your little G-spot and feeling it get swollen and knowing it feels so good for you. God, it just makes me fuck. It makes me feel just, ugh. I can't tell you how it makes me feel. There's no word for that kind of satisfaction. And part of why I love eating your delicious, delicious pussy is, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of a game. I love to see how your body responds. My job, while I'm there, while I'm with you, is to give you as much pleasure as you can feel, as another human being can make you feel, and hopefully more than you thought another human being could make you feel while I'm going down on you. I love to see how your body responds. Did you like it at this speed? What about at this pressure? What if I take your clit into my mouth a little bit more? What if I suck gently? Should I pull the hood all the way back just a little bit? Or no, just let my tongue dance quickly across you. All of those things, I love to see how your body responds to me. And however it responds best, that's how I'm going to do. And I want you to tell me what to do if I'm not doing it right. And that's why I like you being comfortable with me, and that's why you need to be relaxed and comfortable and happy, so you feel comfortable telling me just what to do. So tell me if you need to, if I'm doing a great job. Just let your moans and your gyration of your hips tell me. But if I could do something better, if I could go a little faster, maybe just slide another finger in to work that little G-spot, and be happy to. Oh, so happy to. Oh, and I want to feel you get closer, and I love all the little clues your body gives me when you're getting ready to come. That's how I know what's working. And as your legs just start to shake, and I just feel your core start to tense and maybe shake a little bit. God, when you're shaking, when your body is shaking for me, I know I'm doing a good job, and that's just so. I'm sorry, I wish I didn't get so much satisfaction and validation out of it. Maybe it's not healthy, but I fucking do, sweetheart, from your pleasure. I feed on it. I need it. It's like, your pleasure is like a fucking life force for me. So just at that speed, just getting you where you need to be to give me your fucking cum. Oh, because feeling you release like that and just knowing that I've done that, I've made you feel so fucking good. There's just nothing on earth like it. I live for it. I live for it. I really do. I live for your pleasure, goddess. And no matter how rough I get with you ever, or what filthy, nasty names we might call one another, I want you to remember that. I want you to know what goes on in my mind. My sole focus is making you feel as good as I possibly can, because that's what you deserve. And I'm here to serve as just a gentle reminder in your life that is what you deserve. So make sure that the people in your life treat you like that, treat you as well as I would. Now, maybe we'll talk about We'll talk about me giving you this, the wonderful fucking I'm about to give you in the next audio, because this has been a lot of fun, but, you know, I'm a busy guy and I don't have a ton of time, so it's been great talking dirty with you. And I hope that if it's for relaxation or sleep, you rest well.